Challenges for Row Crop Farmers. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
How long? Again, it's going to take a couple, 3 years probably to work through this. You know, so we're talking about sub-$4 corn being the most likely price each of the next 3 years.
Dr. Pat Westhoff giving a not-so-encouraging outlook for corn farmers for the near future. The director of the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri gave his predictions to farm leaders during a crop outlook session at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting.
We have very large supplies of grain around the world the last 4 years running now. And because of those large production numbers, we've got very large stocks of the major crops. Even if we have a bit lower production, even if we have some growth in demand, we're going to have to work our way through those stocks in the next couple, 3 years.
Dr. Westhoff compares the current crop outlook to the late 90s, although prices are much better now than they were then.
So 98 to 2001 was a four-year period of time where we had very low prices consistently, and so this is like that or even longer conceivably. We do, of course, have price levels that are still higher than they were back then. Remember, it was just 2005 that the average price of corn was $2 a bushel. So while, you know, 330 doesn't sound very good, it's actually much higher than we had back then. Costs have ratcheted up since then, and that's part of the issue here. You know, we've already seen some reduction in fertilizer prices. Some other inputs have come down at least a little bit, but we haven't seen as much movement perhaps on rents and some other areas that we're going to have to see if these kind of commodity prices continue.
American Farm Bureau's chief economist Bob Young says even though farmers will continue to see lower grain prices because of higher stocks worldwide, there will still be opportunities for higher prices because of a strong demand.
So again, we don't have demand growth, but we still have very high levels of demand. And so if we end up with any kind of a crop problem, you know, putting the crop in the ground, as the crop's growing, that, you know, we get a drought on a certain street in Chicago for a week or whatever, I think those price pop opportunities are going to still exist, and I would strongly suggest that farmers be ready to grab a hold of those when they present themselves.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.